Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the answer to last week's puzzler. I failed to mention last week that this puzzler was submitted by someone named Michael LeWitt, and he's from somewhere out in AOL land.
Good.
Yeah. So if the answer turns out to be bogus, we'll give you his full email address.
Right, exactly.
Now, look, this is mostly an historic puzzler. You ready?
Yeah.
Jimmy was born at the exact midpoint of the century and died before the new century began. So, for example, if he was born in 1950, he died before 2000.
Yeah.
He was a teenager when Johnson was sworn in as president of the United States right after the assassination. He was born in the same house that he died in, though he died in a different state than the one he was born in. The house was never moved, and in fact was in the exact same location for the entire century. The puzzler is, where was he born, and where did he die?
This is excellent. Oh. Of course.
You know he died at home.
We know that. And we know you want us to believe that the middle of the century was 1950.
Right.
And nothing works out if you do that.
Not as far as I can tell. But it works out if it was 1850.
Get out.
Yes, there were two Johnsons sworn in after assassinations.
Really?
Lyndon Johnson was sworn in, naturally, when Kennedy was assassinated in 1963.
Yeah.
But when Lincoln was assassinated, Andrew Johnson was sworn in.
Get out.
And that's the period of time that we're interested
okay,
in.
Okay, so it's 1850-ish.
Right, he was born in 1850. He was born in the midpoint of the century.
Yeah.
He was born in 1850 and died before 1900. And the reason he was born in the same house that he died in, and it was in two different states, is that Virginia became two states. Virginia became Virginia and West Virginia. And his house, even though it was never moved, wound up in West Virginia.
So he was born in Virginia and died in West Virginia.
He died in West Virginia.
Yeah. I knew that when you gave this puzzle last week, that if the house wasn't moved, then the state must have moved.
There you go. You were trying to figure out when Hawaii was moved.
Very, very good.
So who's our winner this week?
The winner is Jennifer Hendricks from Brookfield, Illinois. And for having her answer selected at random from among the pile of correct answers that we got, Jennifer is going to get a $26 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division at CarTalk.com, with which she can get our CD collection of four classic Car Talk shows called Four Perfectly Good Hours.
And are they?
Are they what?
Four Perfectly Good Hours?
Well, they're no worse than what you're doing now.
Oh, that's a powerful selling point. You come up with that all by yourself, or was that our crack marketing team at work here?
That came from the consultants. Anyway, this collection of four classic Car Talk shows can be yours, Jennifer, if you want it, for being this week's puzzler winner. And congratulations.
And if you didn't win this week, stay tuned, because we have a new puzzler coming up in the third half of today's show. In the meantime, if you have a question about your car, we're at 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.